Welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. And this one, I've not got the video on. I am doing this exclusively for you guys as listeners of the pod. And it's an episode which I'm going to base solely on what you need to be doing if you ever experience or are ever experiencing cash flow issues. So this is something which I've decided to talk about purely because of the amount of people that seem to be going through difficult times at the moment. And it's no surprise, really, with everything going on in the world, that quite frankly, business is no longer as easy as it was. It was only a year, 2 years ago, where due to COVID and everything that was going on in the world, that especially for those of you that are in the online business world like I am, I know the majority of you are on here, that there was more opportunity than ever before. I was getting more inbound leads than ever before. I was getting more speaking gigs than ever before. I was getting more podcast interviews than ever before. And one of the things that always happens in this online business world, in this marketing and sales space, is you go through peaks and troughs of momentum and also of activity on social where your brand is relevant, and sometimes where, quite frankly, you either take the foot off the accelerator a little bit or you just become consumed and busy with other things and end up falling a little bit further down the pecking order than you'd quite like to be. And this is something that I've experienced. It's something that my business partners have experienced. It's something that numerous people inside of our academy programs and our agency have also experienced. And there's a way out of it. It's actually something which I've been very fortunate to know how to do ever since I really started in business. And I decided to have a think about what the process is rather than just kind of winging it like I've previously done. And inside of this, I'm going to take you through the process. So if you ever hit that position, you have the tools in your toolbox to be able to deal with it. And the first part to all of this really is not to panic. It can be so easy when things aren't going to plan and when money's leaving your bank account and you're getting close to zero or you're feeling like you're drowning, to panic. I've definitely been there when I've had businesses that were skyrocketing, growing quicker than ever before, to suddenly falling off the face of a cliff. Trust me, like, I know what it's like to be under that pressure. But what you've got to do is take a step back and realize that previously, you've been able to generate revenue, you've been able to get out of difficult times. And as long as you don't panic, as long as you don't abandon ship, there is a way to be able to step out of it and to get back to the surface where you want to be and then back on that upward curve that you're looking to be. And one of the things I've always noticed is that when money comes, it also goes, but then it also comes back again if you continue to do the right things. And we can all fall guilty of this at times. This, for me, is one of the number one reasons why, after the numerous conversations that I had, that businesses do struggle, is that they don't adapt, they don't innovate, and they don't change as time moves on. So a prime example of this was a lady that I was speaking to week before last. And the message that she was putting out in all of her marketing activity was the same message that she was doing 2 years ago when COVID first hit, right? So those were different times then, and they worked extremely well because that was the way of the world back then. That was the message that was really hitting home to people. Now, what happens is when you repeat the same message over and over and over again in the same way, the problem that you have is that you start to become irrelevant. And you start to fall in amongst the noise, because what happens is everyone else starts talking about the same thing as well. So what you need to do, and I do this every single month, if not every other month, if I want to give myself a little bit of a gap and a little bit of leniency, but it's to always look at ways that I can repackage up my information. So I look at everything that's gone well in the past. I'll take a moment to sit there, I'll grab my notepad out, and I'll write down what is all the things that with my marketing and my sales and also what my customers have been feeding back to me. What's all the stuff that's gone well? What are the stuff are they really reacted to? And there's certain things within your messaging that you'll notice that come up time and time again. So I noticed when I first started doing my Instagram stuff, right, that the two-day masterclass that I used to run at the beginning, that wasn't landing very well. Like, it was very difficult to sell as a product. But what I noticed was when I took that first time to think was that the thing that people wanted was more followers. They didn't actually care about Instagram at all. They just wanted more followers. So I repackaged up the same information and turned it into a follower challenge. It was outcome-based. It was something that hit home. Everybody understood what it was. And therefore, generating business for it was the easiest business I've ever generated. And I've took that then into all the different marketing businesses that I've had over my time. Like, I've packaged up the outcome focus message that's really working well for me. Take a moment and reflect on what's worked well for you in the past. What are the key things that have really stood out? Because sometimes it's really easy to get lost in your messaging. Once you've done that and you've got like the core things. So for me, it was like growing engagement, growing audiences, and then monetizing your audiences. They were the key things that I noticed that I did well. It's then about identifying what makes you different to everybody else that's out there. Because what you'll most likely find if you look back at your content and then you go and look at your top five competitors or your top 10 competitors is that you start to look and feel and sound like each other. You all blend in and therefore nobody really stands out. And this is where we need to consistently take the time to look to differentiate ourselves. Because if you can do that, what you're always doing is staying one step ahead of the curve. This is how you can prevent coming into any cash flow issues, right? You're always looking at what's the next thing that people want? What's the next thing that people need? What's the next thing that people are going to react to? And to give you like this message, right, to really lay it down really simply for you, last year, I was all about positivity, right, in the market. I was talking about positive marketing messaging. Talking about all the good that's going on in the world, talking about all the ways in which the algorithms are changing in the bet for better and how we can take advantage. It was a very much a positive tone. Now, what happens is people then catch up and they then start doing the same thing. So therefore, your potency, so to speak, drops down. So what you need to do is then change it up. So this year, my message has very much been focused on what is everybody else doing wrong that I'm doing right. And that is working so well right now. If I can give you one little tip for anything that you do, any niche that you're in, any product or service that you offer, write down. You're never going to name and shame people online, right? But write down all of the things that you see your ideal clients, your dream customers getting wrong. What are all the things that they're doing, which you're looking at and you're almost laughing at because you know it's not going to get them anywhere? What are those things? And then what you then do is you create the polarizing type content, which is what's really working on socials right now to start standing out. The people that are doing well right now, and this is where we need to really hone in and work out your voice. They're the people that have got opinions on what's going on. So the thing that you need to do, and it's not easy to do, you can see like I have different mediums. I have my YouTube channel, I have my podcast, I have LinkedIn, I have Instagram. Like, it isn't easy to be able to do this, but you train and you build momentum. And the more that you talk, the more that you speak, the more that you get yourself out there, the easier it becomes. But in your industry, with whatever it is that you do, write down all of the things that people get wrong, write down all of the things that you're really passionate about, that you really want to help people with, really get them visible on a sheet of paper. I look at these every single day. But the thing that really gets on my tits right now is the fact that people think that just by putting content out there, just by sending some messages, that eventually business will happen. Unfortunately, that's not the case. I know it's not. I've said it time and time again, because the people that we work with, and we then do the behind the scenes stuff, we get the processes in place, we do the consulting, we get the strategy right, we connect it all together. That's when their posting and their messaging starts to provide the return. If we hadn't done that work beforehand, it's never going to work for them. So again, have a think about what is it that really makes you different? Identify it. Identify the things that you truly believe makes you different to anyone else that's out there. And if you don't quite know what they are right now, ask the people that are closest to you that know what you do. Heck, message me. I tend to be quite good at doing this, where if you message me, we can jump on a Zoom conversation and I'll work out within 10 to 15 minutes exactly where you stand out, what makes you different. I've done this time and time again with people over the last few months. Utilize me, right? You're a loyal member of this podcast. I'm here to help you if you're listening. That's all I ask, right? Just reach out. Identify what makes you different. Then, right, this is where you then need to start moving yourself forward. So one of the things I've always been able to do, and I don't mean to sound arrogant with the way that I say it, is I've always had the ability, should I say, to generate revenue, right? To convert audiences into money. It's something that I've always had the power to be able to do. And it's because I'm always learning something new. So this is something which is just a discipline. It's just a habit. But in my space, I'm always looking to try and gain something new from a knowledge base every single day, just something. Whether it's the way to write a headline in MySpace, whether it's the way to manipulate the algorithm, whether it's a way to run a webinar slate, I'm always looking to learn and I'm always looking to develop, because then that kind of triggers, and it's a bit of a weird thing to talk about, but it triggers the creativity inside of me to then go and create. So if you're not going out there and consuming information right now that's relevant to what you're doing, put in 10 to 15 minutes to do it. Because what all that will then allow you to do is form an opinion and gather information for you to then go out there and talk about. Because the next step, so we've had don't panic, we've had reflect on what's gone well, we've then had identify what makes you different. And the next step then is creating. It's getting yourself out there. And it's identifying what your current dream customers, what your ideal customers, what are they really relating to right now? What are the things that are going through their head? If you were going to put yourself in their shoes, what are they thinking right now? What are they going to react to? Are they going to react to a real kick up the ass mentality? Or are they going to react to almost an empathetic arm around the shoulder that everything's going to be okay, right? That's the thing. With this subject right now, a kick up the ass really isn't the thing. It's the arm around the shoulder. It's the empathetic approach, which is why I'm doing a podcast rather than doing an out there video, right? It's a bit more intimate in the way that I'm creating it, because I know that this will land a lot better. But just think about, or go and do the research on, what your dream customers are engaging on. So go and find one of your current clients, right? It's an exercise. Go and find one of your current clients, go onto LinkedIn, and then go onto their profiles and click see all activity. You'll then be able to see all of the stuff they've engaged in, all of the stuff that they've commented on, all of the stuff that's going to make you gather and give you the information that you need to be able to form this strategy, right? So whether they're, for us, for instance, they may be commenting on a Stephen Bartlett's piece of content. They may be commenting on a Gary Vaynerchuk's piece of content. And you can see all the frequently asked questions that these people are putting out there. And that then can form your plan. What you then do, because what you'll notice is these big influencers, these big profiles, they don't answer every comment, which gives us an opportunity. Because if people are going out there and putting themselves out there and asking a question, then there'll be other people that want to know the answers. Go out there, find the answers and answer it on the post, but also then start creating your own content. You need to really get into the minds of your ideal client to be able to get on the same wavelength as them today, not the same wavelength as them 2 years ago, which is what I'm finding from the majority of people that I'm speaking to right now. They've not adapted their message. Create every single day. Form or share some form of opinion that's related to what you do. And what you'll see is you'll start to gain the traction that you're looking for. Once you've done that, you can then move on to connect. So this is the thing where if you want to sort this problem out quick, this is where you can make the biggest difference. All of that stuff beforehand is important. Get it done. And when once you've done that, you can then move into this, which is all around getting yourself back out there, back onto the market with a vengeance. This is the thing, right? When you can really start to take advantage of the way that these algorithms are working and also what's going on in the world. Whenever I'm feeling like I'm struggling for revenue, whenever sales are slightly down, and that can mean something totally different to me than it does you, right? So for us, like we have amazing months and then we have quiet months. We never truly get down to the bottom anymore because of what we're doing. However, we still have payroll to meet. We still have 10 staff members to pay. We still have everything going on that means we need to keep driving forward. And whenever I see a bit of a dip, the first thing I do is I start creating more video. I start creating more podcasts. I start getting my face back out there in content. I start engaging more in other people's content. And I start attending other people's networking events and trying to get interviews on other people's podcasts. I'm all around building relationships. So there's a couple of exercises for you to do right now. The first is work out where your ideal customers, the people that are going to buy from you, the people that are going to look at your offer and go, yes, that's what I want. Where are they currently spending their time? What communities are they in? What podcasts are they listening to? If you go to Spotify, and for me, right, it's business. I go into the business charts and I can see all the top 100, sometimes 250 podcasts. What I'm looking for are the small ones. And I'll go out there and I'm not going to try and pitch to become a guest. What I do, which is my strategy, there's two different angles that you can take on this. The first thing is I'll look to ask whether the person that hosts that smallish podcast would like to come onto my Straight to the Point podcast, and I'll interview them. That then allows me to build the relationship and almost add that credibility whilst I'm having that conversation with them for them to then reciprocate and get me onto their podcast, something that I do all the time. I add value to them, and if they don't invite me, that's totally fine. However, they will most likely share the podcast interview that I do with them to their audiences, and therefore I get the exposure. Or I just look to add some form of value in any way that I can. So they may not be interested right now, and that's totally okay. But I'll look to connect with them on LinkedIn. I'll drop them an actual voice note message that means something. And I'll just say, hello, look, great to connect. I'm a massive fan of the podcast. And would really, really good to understand what it is that you do in a bit more detail. And by the way, if you're ever looking for social media advice, you've got any questions, I'll answer anything for free just because I'm a fan. And that approach really then puts down all the barriers and then makes people really come into conversation with me. And that's where these relationships are formed. Think about where they're spending their time, whether it's YouTube, Spotify, and podcasts, whether it's LinkedIn lives that you can potentially do. How can you get in front of these audiences? The next thing that you can do is obviously those networking events that I spoke about. So can you get into those networking events and be a speaker at one of them? Look for the hosts of those events. Like, could you build relationships and start looking to try and secure gigs at those events? Or can you just go along, listen, and just look to meet more people? Get a photo of you at the event with somebody else, tag them in, so then that shares it to their network. It's all about showcasing visibility and that you're real, because the more that you show up, the more opportunities going to come your way. What you've got to do here is really demonstrate how much you want to help your dream customers. So go back to the reason why you do all of this. Listen to the previous podcast that I did on this. It was released about a week ago. And it talks about the backstory, your cause, and your new opportunity. Get that information nailed. Because once you've got that nailed and you really believe it and you feel it, you'll then start showing up with conviction that other people are really going to cling on to and they're going to get. If you can start showcasing your passion, your energy, how much you really want to get out there and help people, provide that value that people are looking for, that's when you're going to start to see a lot more momentum around your brand, and you're going to start to see more people wanting to do business with you. Connection is so, so important. Build those relationships every single day. Remember, if we're going through cash flow problems, we need to make a shift. We need to build momentum. We need to be doing the right things. And this stuff may take you an hour a day. But even if it's an hour, be intentful with that hour and get out there and do it. And then the final thing then is convert. So you've got, don't panic. You've got reflect on what's gone well. You've got identify what makes you different. You've then got create what your ideal audience really want. Go out there and learn something new. Really look to help them and really look to develop yourself so you can help them. Then it is going out there and connect. Get yourself back out there. Fight for that attention. Earn it. Showcase how much you want to help. And then we come into conversion, which is all about repackaging what you've previously sold. Whether it's a coaching session, whether it's an agency service, whether it's a product, repackage it with the messaging that's going to land today. What is it that your dream customers want? What is it that they need? And then make your first sale. I am not really about discounting services normally, but when you need cash flow, you need to build momentum. So make that first sale. Make the offer a total and utter no-brainer that if they are the right person and they've got the right problem, they don't even need to think about buying. They're just in. So as an example, when I relaunched the Academy, there was an introduction offer to new students. That was a thing. It was, you had one-to-one support with me. You had the group community. You had the once-a-month Zoom call. You had unlimited access via Slack. You had all the education. You had exclusive bonus modules. You had everything going for you to get you in the door. Can't offer that forever because there's only certain amounts of people that I can offer it for. But when you're looking for cash flow, it's about building momentum. And if you can keep doing that over and over and over again, keep adapting that message, keep creating, keep standing out, keep reflecting on what's going well, keep improving, keep finding a way to be different to everybody else, that's where you're then going to make sure that you stay out and never have these cash flow struggles ever again. This is the process that I revert to time and time again whenever I go through a little bit of a dip. It's about working out why you're doing what you're doing, channeling that belief and really believing that you deserve what you're going after. And once you've got that gut feeling, going out there and sharing it, putting it out there so people can't forget who you are, become relevant. And time again, if you keep repeating that, those results, they'll show up. This is a long game, right? To get instant impact, you need to have a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm for what you're doing. You need to make that shift. And then it's just about maintaining it. So I hope that's been helpful. If you have any questions around it, then please drop me a message on LinkedIn, drop me a message on Instagram. This I know is something that lots of people are struggling with. I am an open book, right? Just come and talk to me. I will help you. This is the stuff which if you stay silent, you'll stay in difficult times. Like, come and have the conversation. I'm always here. I've helped so many people in the past. And as someone that is a fan of this podcast, if you are listening, I appreciate you a lot. I'll see you all in the next episode.